From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Why Jamaica's opposition wants to stick with the proven abilities of Britain's Privy Council.
It's not the bowlers that the batsman will play. The ones that get by, you must have a wicketkeeper.
The Trinidadian president relents. He'll be appointing 7 defeated UNC election candidates. And the Dominican Republic doctors call a general strike after police injure 4 of their colleagues. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. First, CARICOM leaders are at this time beginning their Barbados summit with global trade and tax matters at the top of their agenda. The CARICOM presidents and prime ministers are said to be feeling a sense of world weariness as they gather for the ceremonial opening of their meeting. They're involved in fighting what appears to be a perpetual battle of catch-up as the rest of the world gallops towards free trade propelled by the World Trade Organization. Bertram Niles reports on the challenges facing the heads.
They will be looking to Director General of the WTO, Mike Moore, for the slightest window of opportunity in a world they feel is increasingly hostile to the interests of small states. They will tell Mr. Moore in a retreat at a West Coast resort on the final day of Friday that they are committed to the long-term objective of establishing a fair and market-oriented trading system. But they want more time for key industries like bananas, sugar, and rice to adjust to a more liberalized environment.